Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tvärkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.
Hello and welcome to show 157 of our podcast, Absolutely Intercultural. My name is Laurent Borgmann, and today I would like to pick up the topic of our last show. We talked about CSR, which stands for Corporate Social Responsibility. In previous shows, I talked to lecturers from different European universities and employees of companies which have implemented CSR in their business plans. Our focus was to find out how CSR projects change the culture within a company, but also the contacts between the company and its stakeholders and the community. Today, my focus is on students and what they learn about CSR during their studies of business administration. I interviewed students from Hungary, Russia, and Mongolia who dealt with corporate culture and CSR in the last semester at Rhein A campus in Germany. They all participated in a course called International Business Simulations. In our first category, Absolutely Young, I asked Katalin Pergisi from Hungary what she thinks about CSR and what she learned on the course. She will tell us about a project where the students designed and implemented their own CSR projects for the university.
The whole day for them, and also get in contact with the local schools, because the idea was to do something with only a small amount of money and to do something in the local area.
Then, in our second category, Absolutely Green, I interviewed Nadia Kokariva from Russia. She will tell us about the vague ideas people have about CSR and gives us some examples on how a university could practice CSR. This is not exclusively about institutions going green, which means saving the environment.
As I've already mentioned, many people talk about this thing, but actually many people have a very vague idea what it's all about. Mostly they have the first association is about going green, so that we don't pollute the environment, which is actually only one side of corporate social responsibility.
Finally, in our last category, Absolutely Courageous, Oyunbilek Batiredui from Mongolia will share her ideas about corporate social responsibility and also about the cultural differences she experienced. In one of the projects, she went to a nursing home and helped peel asparagus and cook a meal together with elderly people in order to get in touch with a different age group and to get taught about a vegetable she did not know so well before.
Yeah, and for me it was the first time to doing that asparagus, and I just started from the totally wrong direction, and I had to do in the right way, so they taught us the why.
But now let us start with our show. In times of global markets and increased international competition, small and medium-sized enterprises must find creative ways to improve their competitive edge. Many try to save costs as a result of the competitive conditions and market instabilities. However, maybe a cultural change in companies will give them a more reliable competitive advantage? Implementing and practicing CSR may first lead to increased costs, and you may not see the benefits immediately. So, why do successful companies go in that direction? According to Wikipedia, corporate social responsibility is a form of corporate self-regulation integrated into a business model. CSR policy functions as a built-in self-regulating mechanism whereby a business monitors and ensures its active compliance with the spirit of the law, ethical standards, and international norms. Now, apparently around 50% of American and European small and medium-sized enterprises believe that CSR activities are somewhat effective for their businesses. SMEs can change their company culture and produce significant benefits by investing in small, efficient projects in society to increase their own visibility in the community. Some companies may do something good for the environment or simply donate money. And others might start working in close cooperation with non-profit and non-governmental organizations. An outstanding example for successful CSR work is the Turkish telecommunications company Turkcell, which I dealt with in my last episode of this podcast. This time, I would like to approach the topic from a different angle. CSR is becoming more and more important in business life, and thus future managers should have a solid knowledge about it. I interviewed students who participated in the course called International Business Simulations at Rhein A Campus. On this course, they actively experimented with CSR. In our first category, absolutely young, Kotalin Pergisi, an exchange student from Hungary, is going to tell us which projects they designed to get some practical experience of the culture of CSR and to get in contact with the youngest members of the community.
Simulated a company during one of our courses, and the main topic in this semester was about CSR. Before that, I never heard about it, so it was totally new for me. But from the beginning, I was very excited about it because I saw potential opportunities in this field. This course, called International Business Simulations, held in English in Germany, so all the participants speak or function English, and we tried to simulate a real company, which means that we had a president, mm-hmm. vice president, mm-hmm. and different heads of departments, and we wanted to do some CSR projects. So the company was a simulated company, but our projects became a reality. And in a way, it was not only a simulation, but we tried out things how they really work in real life.
Can you tell us about some of these projects? What did you do?
It was a bit difficult in the beginning because many people thought that this is an ordinary course. So the teacher will give you the tasks and you have to fulfill them. But then we had to realize that it's very different. So we had to decide, students had to decide what we wanted to do. And one of the projects was to invite local school children and talk with them about tolerance and diversity and show how our global world is working and we have to be very tolerant. We selected two age groups, around 8 and 9 and maybe 12. So we prepared some programs for them, and I think that it was very good preparation not only to deal with children but to prepare the whole day for them, and also get in contact with the local schools, because the idea was to do something with only a small amount of money and to do something in a local area.
So what was the day like when these children came to the university?
They asked several questions. They were really excited about what we were talking about with them. And then they also talk about their experiences, how many people are from different countries in their class, for example, and what do they know about different countries, which countries have they already been. And we had to figure out that they know a lot more than we expected from them. So it was not the case that we only told some things for them, but this diversity is already something which they know.
Yes, inviting the small kids and the teenagers to the university was a real success and increased the visibility of our university in the community. Some children said afterwards that they walk past the university every day, but they had never dreamed of spending a day inside before they reached their A-levels. As these were school children who often get taught in classes with diverse national backgrounds, it was not so surprising how much they already knew about diversity, respect for different cultures, and dealing with those other children who do not have the same first language. Nadia Kokareva, a Russian student who had organized the activity, said afterwards that every time she walks into town, she now meets one of these kids who remind her of the project and the great day they had in our university. Now, besides teaching children in the community about diversity and respect, Nadia also took part in another project. This time, the target group were not children in the community, but the elderly people who live in a nursing home just 800 meters from our campus. Now, in spite of the proximity, the students who took part in the project had never set foot in the nursing home. In our next category, Absolutely Green, Nadia is going to tell us about CSR and going green in the context of marketing strategies and demonstrates how peeling and cooking asparagus might be a very good way to get in touch with the elderly.
Actually, the name is pretty self-explanatory. Corporate social responsibility, mostly the firms and different organizations, they have it as a part of marketing department. So they would like to show that they are not only aimed at getting some profit, but they would like also to contribute to the society. And that is what, on the one hand, is marketing strategy, so that they attract more attention. On the other side, it is actually meant to be a very nice and which is not aimed in getting any profit out of that. Nowadays, there are so many companies, they have probably the same profiles, and it's very difficult to distinguish themselves. That's why that is a good chance, especially on the local level, to show, no, we are something special, and we really care about you. And that is what looks very attractive for the customers. I have to admit, in the end, that is about making profit, because the customers will buy something from you because they know you care about this local area, about their town. They will be attracted to you, and you will get the profit.
Now, this semester, you've been working on CSR. Can you tell us a little bit what you've done in the seminar?
That was, first of all, a lot of research, because as I've already mentioned, many people talk about this thing, but actually many people have a very vague idea what it's all about. Mostly they have the first association is about going green, so that we don't pollute the environment, which is actually only one side of corporate social responsibility. The other thing is about charity. People sometimes think that it's just the same if they do the charity things, which is actually not the way. And we were having the project that ran our campus, and we couldn't do charity things. That's why we had to find some other ways out. And what we thought, it's about contributing to the society and on the level here in our small city of Remagen. So first of all, we tried to figure out the target audience, so to say, and mostly, like, the first things which came to our minds were the children. Mm-hmm. We have several schools here, and also the elderly people who also need some support.
What could you do that is good for elderly people?
That was a very interesting event, which was organized in cooperation with the nursing home here in Remagen. That was the whole action, which is originally organized by the nursing home itself, and which just contributed to that. That was asparagus peeling day, mm-hmm. when the elderly people, they peeled the asparagus, and afterwards it was cooked, and they had a nice dinner. We helped them in peeling the asparagus. We talked to them. We were discussing different things. In the beginning, it was mostly small talk. Afterwards, they were sharing really personal things from their life. And I had the feeling constantly that it is so valuable for them. It is so important for them to have this conversation partner, because they, all of them, I've changed several tables peeling asparagus with completely different people. And all of them said, oh, it's so nice to have you here, to talk to you, because tomorrow it's going to be just the usual day.
This is a really heartwarming story. As I had an important meeting on that day, I arrived a little late in the nursing home. And by that time, the elderly had already adopted my students and taught them how to peel asparagus properly. And they were all sitting together, chatting and listening to each other's life experiences. The elderly were proud to be the teachers for our international students for one afternoon. And in return, the students talked about table manners in their different home countries. One of the students was Oyun Bileg, an exchange student from our Turkish partner university in Izmir. However, she is originally from Mongolia and is currently doing her Erasmus semester abroad. In our last category, Absolutely Courageous, she will talk about her theoretical lectures on stakeholder relationships and relates the theory to the practical CSR projects she was involved in last semester. In the end, she gives us an idea of the cultural differences she experienced moving between Mongolia, Turkey, and Germany.
In Izmir, at my university, I had a course which is named Stakeholder Relationships. And in one lecture, we had a discussion about CSR. So I had the first glimpse from there. We had a theoretical lecture, but here we started without discussing the theories. So we started like doing the right CSR activities. For example, we did the information day for the teenagers who are graduating this year and going to the university next year. As a foreign student, we had to give information about how they can go abroad and how it's useful to study abroad and internationalize themselves. Mm. So it's a kind of CSR.
So you were sharing your experience with these young people in Germany by reaching out of the university to the community. Any other projects that you planned and did on the course?
For example, it's a very different target group, and we visited a nursing home, and we visited the old people who live there, and we spent one evening with them talking about the table manners, talking about traditions.
Was it difficult to get in touch with these elderly people?
Yes, because first they were lean back, okay. So I think they are not familiar with this kind of activities. I think probably we were the first students who went to the Kuranum, and then after a certain time, we sit together on the one table and we started the conversation. Then we could develop the conversation.
What did you use as an icebreaker? How did you get in contact with these people?
We peeled the asparagus, and while we were peeling, they started to show how to peel the asparagus. And for me, it was the first time to doing that asparagus, and I just started from the totally wrong direction, and I had to do in the right way. Okay. So they taught us. While we were doing this, we started our conversation with the table manners, what we eat, and how do we make tables at the dinner.
Well, tell me one thing about Mongolia, how the table manners are very different from the German table manners.
For example, in Germany, you have breakfast, and in the lunch, you have a meal with the meat, but in the dinner, you eat light things like sandwich or salads. But in Mongolia, lunch and dinner is most important. So usually, sometimes people don't have breakfast even, but in the lunch and dinner, they eat meat.
I think you can hear from Oyunbilek's report about the project in the nursing home how this attempt at reaching out into the community can be rewarding for all those involved in it. I'm very glad she got her personal expert lecture in peeling asparagus too, because this is a typically German dish. And the elderly people quickly stopped her from cutting off the heads of the asparagus. A real lesson in the culture of preparing traditional food. Now, that's it for today. Like in our previous show, we heard a lot about corporate social responsibility and the benefits of this cultural change for the companies. I talked to the students who participated in theoretical and practical courses about marketing and CSR. Kota, Nadia and Oyunbilek gave us their personal insights into their CSR projects and how they and the community were able to benefit from it. Our next show will be coming to you from Anne Fox in Denmark on the 7th of September. Until then, bleiben Sie absolut interkulturell. Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.